Center Wellington Council is taking the next step towards a possible new multi-use indoor recreation facility. At last week's Center Wellington Council meeting, councillors voted to move ahead with a feasibility study, which is tied into the township's 2026 10-year capital forecast. The decision follows years of requests for more indoor space. Local sports groups say demand has already outgrown existing facilities. Logan LeBlanc, vice president of Center Wellington Celtics basketball, says they are running out of existing space for their growing league.
We're seeing this influx of participation, and we're also running into a bit of resource limitations. Right now, we are using the gymnasiums throughout CW, through the schools, but we are also starting to outsource to Guelph, starting to see the amount of teams that are coming in. We often share these gyms with varsity sports, which does limit our ability to grow. And we're also finding that we're limited at the high school due to the closure on PA days. So with a community center, we could really take advantage and run PA day camps, as well as March break and Christmas break. A missed opportunity there when we don't have a gym to run camps or clinics for the kids.
The study will look at several key questions: what the facility should include, whether it should expand to the current sportsplex or stand alone as a separate building, possibly on the same site, and how the township could partner with outside organizations to share the cost. Delegate Kurt McQueen of Fergus Allora District Soccer told councillors that a new indoor complex would meet Center Wellington's growth and diversity goals.
We are a growing and increasingly diverse community. We need to prioritize a place that will match our growth and our diversity. Diverse in age, diverse in culture, diverse in activity interests. An indoor multi-use recreational facility would be that place, offering safe access to a wide variety of exercise options for all ages and abilities, and endless opportunities as an event space to connect people 12 months a year.
A recent update to the Parks and Recreation Master Plan found strong demand for an indoor space. Not only turf fields, but also gyms, walking tracks, and multi-purpose rooms. The primary estimate for the project comes in at $55 million. Township officials stress that number is only an early projection. Development charges and outside partnerships could help offset costs if the project proceeds. Not everyone is convinced a new build is the only solution. Delegate Anthena Milkinen spoke at the meeting and wondered if objectives could be met without the $55 million price tag.
You could have a walking track in a simple dome. You could build a walking track adjacent to an ice pad in a dome. You could have the center of the track be an ice pad or other activities. At Martin, it is adjacent to washrooms and they have nets to protect the walkers. I'm concerned that this has been set up as a choice, even though the report says it's not a choice, it is a prioritization. It is in fact a choice. I like a walking track and I have family who may use an ice pad. Mind you, with these kinds of price tags attached to the projects, we might be lucky to see one of them in the next 10 years. This may be benefiting another generation of users.
Council emphasized last week's decision does not commit the township to construction. Instead, the feasibility study would provide a clearer picture of costs, needs, and options, giving future councils detailed information before any final decision is made. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.